Monday morning, the 1st of June. The weekend left the Frontier Labs quiet, barely a blog post out of the big model shops, and the archive itself went dark, the way it always does across a Saturday and a Sunday. But the silence got filled from an unexpected direction. This turned into a hardware weekend, a compute weekend. The conversation that greeted me this morning wasn't about what some model said. It was about the machines underneath all of it. Let me walk you through four things. First up, overnight at its big developer conference in Taipei, NVIDIA released Cosmos 3 and called it the first open Omni model for physical AI, for reasoning and action out in the physical world. Let me unpack that, because the word Omni model is doing a lot of work. The idea is that a single model now handles the entire loop a robot or a self-driving car actually needs. It takes in text, video, images, even ambient sound, and it does three things in sequence. It reasons about what's happening in a scene and what caused it. It predicts what's likely to happen next. And then, this is the part that matters, it generates the actual action data to do something about it. Not a description of an action, the numbers themselves, joint angles, gripper positions, trajectory points, the motor commands. The architecture is what they call a mixture of transformers, split into two cooperating blocks. A reasoning block first interprets the scene, which objects are moving, where paths might intersect, what state is coming. Then, a generation block takes that understanding and produces physically grounded output, whether that's synthetic video or robot task data. Calling it native action generation is the real claim. Instead of bolting a separate control head onto a video model, the same model that imagines the next few frames also writes the commands to move. Two sizes ship, both as open weights. There's Cosmos 3 Nano, 8 billion parameters for the reasoner, 8 billion for the generator, tuned to run on a single workstation card, something like an RTX Pro 6000. And there's Cosmos 3 Super, 32 billion and 32 billion, built for large-scale synthetic data generation on data center chips. All of it is up on Hugging Face, with a diffusers integration, under a genuinely permissive open license from the Linux Foundation that bundles the weights, the code, the datasets, and the benchmarks together. And NVIDIA says it's topping the leaderboards, leading on robot policy benchmarks in both simulation and on real robots, ranking first as an open vision language model on smart infrastructure and traffic reasoning tests, and sitting at the top of the open weights board on artificial analysis. Now, the caveat you'd want from me. These are all first-party numbers, announced the same morning as the model, on a mix of NVIDIA-adjacent benchmarks. Independent replication on the robotics evaluations is what will tell us whether the native action story really holds outside a curated setting. But the direction is unmistakable, an open, action-generating world model, free to download, pulling the whole physical AI stack closer to NVIDIA's orbit. Moving to our second story, and we stay on hardware, but on the other side of the ring, Intel told the Financial Times that it will ship a new data center AI chip by the end of this year, codenamed Crescent, and the framing is the interesting part. Intel isn't trying to build a bigger, faster training chip to go head-to-head with NVIDIA's very top of the line. The bet from the executive who runs Intel's data center group is almost the opposite: a cheaper, simpler processor that competes on cost, aimed at inference workloads, and at the price-sensitive buyers who would love a second source. You have to understand the backdrop for why that matters. NVIDIA's grip on AI accelerators is close to total, and Intel's previous swings at this, the Gaudi line of chips, never really dented it. So this is another attempt, but with a different theory of the case. Instead of competing where NVIDIA is strongest, Intel is betting that the market has matured enough that a meaningful slice of buyers just want good enough inference silicon at a better price from a supplier that isn't sold out 12 months ahead. Here's my honest Ray. A chip announcement is not a chip in a rack, and the graveyard of NVIDIA challengers is crowded. The hard part was never really the silicon, It's the software, the libraries, the tooling that developers already know by heart. Whether Crescent matters will come down to whether Intel can make it painless to actually run your models on it. But the strategic logic is sound, and it rhymes with everything else this morning. The entire industry is straining against a single supplier, and everyone, chip makers, cloud providers, whole governments, is hunting for a way to widen the road. Third, up and back to Taipei, because NVIDIA wasn't only talking about robots. At the same conference, it unveiled something aimed squarely at your desk, RTX Spark, a new class of Windows PC built specifically to run AI agents locally on your own machine without shipping everything off to the cloud. The specs they're leading with are roughly 1 petaflop of AI compute and 128 gigabytes of unified memory. And that memory number is the tell. 128 gigabytes is enough to hold a serious model and its working context entirely on the device. Why build a whole PC around that? Because personal agents are having a moment. NVIDIA pointed directly at the open source projects driving it. Things like OpenClaw and Hermes, which are seeing fast adoption among developers who want an agent that can read their files, use their applications, generate content, and chew through multi-step tasks. The catch with running those agents has always been that the good ones are big, and big means either a fat cloud bill or a privacy trade-off, where your whole digital life streams off to someone else's server. The pitch for RTX Spark is that you keep all of it local, private, on hardware that's actually sized for the job. And there's a broader theme worth naming because it ties the morning together. We're watching the center of gravity for agents start to shift back toward the edge, toward the device right in front of you, after years of everything living in a data center. And it's the same company supplying the open robot brain, the data center accelerators, and now the box under your desk to run the agents on. That vertical reach is the quiet headline of the whole Taipei event. The hardware layer and the model layer are being designed together by one company, top to bottom. Whether that thrills you or unsettles you probably depends on where you sit. But it is the shape of the moment, and for our fourth and final story today, follow the money and the power. Over the weekend, SoftBank committed to spending up to 75 billion euros, call it about $87 billion, to build AI data centers in France. It's the largest AI infrastructure investment SoftBank has ever made in Europe, and the scale is worth sitting with, up to 5 gigawatts of capacity. The first phase alone, sites in Dunkirk, Bosquel, and Bouchain, is meant to deliver 3.1 gigawatts to the north of France by 2031. 5 gigawatts. For a sense of scale, that's the output of several large power plants, dedicated entirely to running AI. And SoftBank is not a neutral party here. It's both an investor in and a customer of OpenAI, so this is, in part, building the house that future models will live in. French officials were delighted, framing it as proof that France wants to be a hub for the whole AI value chain, from the silicon all the way to the services. What makes this land for me is the contrast. At almost the same moment, back in the United States, the mood around data centers is souring. There's growing local pushback over the strain these things put on the electrical grid and the way they push up everyone's utility bills. We even saw a separate story this weekend about a campaign to map data centers across the country and force more transparency about their impact on the communities next door. So you've got Europe rolling out the welcome mat while parts of America start quietly pulling it back. The compute build-out is colliding in real time with the physical limits of power and water and public patience. That tension between how badly the industry wants capacity and how much the ground underneath can actually bear is going to be one of the defining stories of the next few years. Watch where the gigawatts go. That's where the AI actually gets built. So that's the morning. Step back, and the four pieces tell a single story. This was a day about the substrate, the chips, the machines, the factories, the power lines, and the models built to run on top of all of it. Not a day about what AI said, a day about what AI runs on. The compute layer moved this weekend while the model labs rested, and that, on its own, is telling. The action, and the bottleneck, has shifted to the physical foundation underneath the intelligence. If you want the rest, there's a long tale of weekend research waiting on the full digest, a good run of papers on speech, on video, and on the inner workings of agents. Until tomorrow, then. Keep reading, stay curious,